right. Our next speaker is Dmitry Zirmas, and the title of the talk is Early Detection of Nitrogen Deficiency in Corn Using High-Resolution Remote Sensing and Computer Vision.
Hello, everyone. Thank you very much for attending this talk. And actually, what a perfect introduction the previous presentation was for what I'm going to present now. I am a computer scientist, so I'm going to bring a totally different perspective on the subject of detecting nitrogen deficiency that you may have used to. I'm a PhD student at the University of Minnesota. I do robotics in my spare time. So let's start with the problem definition. The idea here is that we have a crop field, and we'd like to identify the specific area where nitrogen deficiency might show up. So we get imagery from high altitude like this one you see here, and we need to detect the exact location of the deficiency. Up to now, current surveillance methods can detect these stressed regions by using aerial imagery. But the shortcoming of these methods is that they only focus on identifying where the areas of deficiency are, and they do not provide enough information on the exact nature of the stress as well as the severity. So our approach is, instead of flying high and providing a vague idea of what's happening in the field, fly low using UAVs, also known as drones, and pay attention to the details using computer vision. Some statistics in order to see why this is important, and these are we're taking from the state of Minnesota. So every year here in Minnesota, we're spending $700 million for nitrogen fertilizer. We're doing about 700,000 tons of it. There's a 4.2 billion corn yield production every year. And we have some issues. First of all, there's the fact that we're applying more nitrogen than fertilizer than it's actually needed, about 100,000 tons more. And this has the side effect of potentially polluting water sources, as an example, Mississippi River. And there's also the issue of wasting 20% of the yield because of nitrogen deficiency. So although we are applying nitrogen fertilizer, we don't apply it correctly and where it's actually needed. So the goals of this project, of this research, is to protect our rivers like Mississippi or other water sources and reduce the nitrogen fertilizer that we are purchasing every year and improve the crop yield. So we can achieve an accumulative gain or savings of about $935 million per year just for the state of Minnesota. The methodology has three steps. We start by detecting the potential stressed areas. So the process has as follows. We're sending a UAV, a drone that's flying really close to the ground, very close to the plants, and it's taking images. It's capturing images. These images are show like the one you've seen the screen. And there are several pixels of different intensities, green, yellow, and brown. We need to, instead of checking the whole image of deficiency, we need to pay attention to small patches of the image. So that's the first part of the algorithm, detect the potential stressed areas in the image. Then, okay, we have these suggestions. Do they actually show nitrogen deficiency or not? The second step answers this question. And finally, once we have established that there is actually nitrogen deficiency in the areas that we have pinpointed, what do we do with this information? How can we interpret this information? As you are familiar, as you know, most probably the healthy leaf corn looks like the one at the top, and the nitrogen deficient leaf looks like this, where there are two characteristics. Our methodology utilizes in order to identify nitrogen deficiency. One is the color. You can see clearly there's a yellow color that's distinct. And the shape. There's a V shape that we're trying to capture. So color and shape. The first part where we're detecting the small areas in the image where there might be a deficiency, nitrogen deficiency, utilizes color. So we have three main colors in the image. That's green, yellow, and brown. Green represents the healthy parts of the leaf. Yellow represents the nitrogen deficient or the probably nitrogen deficiency leaves. And brown is the soil. So we are using the intensity of RGB images, red, green, and blue, in order to be able to cluster these three images. We're utilizing some clustering techniques that are relatively common in computer vision and computer science. In the first step, we are able to distinguish the green from the yellow and brown. So we know where the green pixels are. We know where the healthy part of the plant is. And as a second step, we do a clustering between the yellow and the brown. So at the end of this process, we have three clusters: green, yellow, and brown. And you can see some results here. So given two images, one of a more healthy plant, the one that has higher nitrogen. That one that has less nitrogen deficiency than that, and one that has significant nitrogen deficiency. You can see how the colors are being clustered. Green stands for the green parts, blue stands for the brown or the soil, and red is for the yellow parts of the image. So once we have established where the yellow parts of the image are, we show them with a yellow box. So these are all the areas of the image that the algorithm has suggests that may show some nitrogen deficiency. Now it's time to actually assess whether there is nitrogen deficiency or not. So we're looking for this V shape. As you can see here, there are several different nutrient deficiencies a corn leaf can show, and we're looking at the nitrogen deficiency. This is an image of a part of the image that was suggested by the previous step of the algorithm. Now we're trying to find some spatial characteristics in order to be able to identify this V shape. And what we are taking into account is what's called the skeleton. We have a skeleton for the yellow part, which is the one in the middle, the one the dark blue. We have skeletons for the green part, which is the red dots. And we also consider the edges. The edges are considered pixels that are between two clusters. So we have the edge between the green and the brown, which is the light green pixels. And we have an edge between the yellow and the green, which is the cyan. Taking all these into account and measuring, creating some distributions based on the distances between these several pixels, we are creating some features that are able to capture the V shape. These features vary from eigenvalues and some distance histograms. And they are used in order to be able to classify whether a patch of these suggested images is actually representing a nitrogen deficiency or not. So through a machine learning technique, a very simple logistic regression, we're able to create a prediction that says, okay, this patch of the image actually has a nitrogen deficiency. Another part of the image that was suggested does not have a nitrogen deficiency, and you can discard it. So the results from a data set of 39 such images produced an accuracy of 84.2% correct classification, which means that we had all these boxes initially were yellow as suggestions, and as the algorithm was classifying them, the ones that are actually that actually do show nitrogen deficiency were turned into cyan boxes. So cyan boxes are the ones that were classified as having nitrogen deficiency. The yellow remained as not having nitrogen deficiency. And remember that we are looking into this V shape. So once we have the information of how many nitrogen deficient leaves we have, it's time to make use of it. We have ground truth, some information regarding the amount of leaves per square foot. The amount of nitrogen deficient leaves per square foot that the our test set had with respect to how much nitrogen treatment was applied. So on the x-axis we have the amount of nitrogen treatment. We had six different treatments, and on the y-axis you can see the number of deficient leaves per square foot. So the idea is that using our algorithm we're able to get a number on the y-axis. Let's say that we count 0.15 leaves per square foot that actually show nitrogen deficiency. That means that according to the graph, the nitrogen treatment that was applied was about 120 pounds per acre, which means that there is a deficit of 120 pounds per acre. And if the farmer is able to apply a specific amount of nitrogen fertilizer in order to get this deficit down to zero, or just move the amount of nitrogen to around 240, then it means that he can save the plant, actually. So to conclude, we have created a data set of high-resolution top-down images and low altitude of nitrogen-deficient corn plants. And we have also developed a methodology that suggests areas of interest or areas that may have nitrogen deficiency in the image. It identifies the actual nitrogen deficient leaves and estimates the amount of fertilizer that the farmer needs to apply in order to save the plant. I'd like to thank the collaborators on this project, which is the Minnesota Corn Growers Association, the support of NSF, and the M and Drive program. Thank you very much. And
it looked like your images were kind of sub-millimeter resolution. Mm-hmm. Have you played with the resolution to grade it out and see where things fall apart?
So yeah, the question is whether we have changed the scale of the resolution in order to see how the results behave. And the answer is we have initially taken some high, really high resolution images, like 4,000 by 6,000 pixels. And since the algorithm is limited in not being able to compute this huge amount of information, we're talking about millions of pixels, we have downsampled the images. So we have we're dealing with far less images, so in a sense you can say that we have scaled down the resolutions, the resolution. So the question is how we have managed to deal with the shadows. And the answer is that we're not only using the RGB color space, but also the LAB, which is a different color space that has the property of reducing the shadow effect. It's not perfect, but it does actually do a good job on that.
My question is about a combination of timing. When were the images acquired that you got these relationships with? And I'm thinking also about the timing of the formation of that V shape on the leaves, because it starts at the bottom leaves and works its way upward. So I'm wondering, you know, by the time it's high enough to see from the air, is it can you at that point effectively still counteract it?
Yes. So the question is, how did we deal with the fact that most of the deficient leaves are at the bottom of the plant? And the answer to that is that this dataset was from 2014, and we took these images that just to prove the concept of or the validity of our concept. In 2015, we took images since the plants were at V5, and the leaves, the deficient leaves, were quite visible wherever there was a deficient leaf. So this shows that we can deal with deficiencies that are that appear early in the stage of plant growth. As for the whether we can see the bottom leaves or not, I think that when the deficiency is visible enough, it's I mean, even in these results, you could see that we were able to pick the deficiencies at the bottom of the leaf. And also the canopy is not dense enough to completely cover the deficiencies where the plant is deficient as well, because it keeps being small. So this even helps detecting the deficiency. The question is if we have a data set to validate the amount of nitrogen in the field, right? So the answer is yes. So with my colleagues, we have and Dan Kaiser, who is here, he has created an artificial plant crop field where he has several replications of crop rows, and each one of them is treated with a different nitrogen treatment, which we know a priori. So we knew exactly how much nitrogen was applied in the crops beforehand. So the question is whether this is going to be a replacement of the reference that people are using before. I'm not very familiar with the reference. Is it an aerial imagery that is also? Or does it have, so they have some kind of. I see. So this methodology is. It's not restricted by the intensity of the green color, so it can actually distinguish between green, yellow, and so I assume that it wouldn't be a problem, or it wouldn't require to have a reference point. But we'll have to test that further. Thank you for bringing this up.
If that last graph that you showed with the relationship between leaf yellowing and nitrogen applied, if that is, you know, law of nature, that's always the relationship for every field out there, then you wouldn't need a reference point. But in fact, that relationship varies, you know, with weather and soil and so on. And you need somehow to recreate that data set for each field and each farm and each set of conditions.
Okay, so you're making a suggestion on having to update or use different diagrams.
I think that last graph you showed probably does not apply in every field. That is true.
And we've seen that in 2015, we got a new data set of different cornfields that had different soil. They were planted in different soil. And we've seen that some of them did not show the nitrogen deficiency early on, which means that we cannot recreate that diagram. And that is true. And even this diagram should be different at every stage of the corn growth, because we're showing this for, I think it was V10. But you can imagine that when the plants are smaller, then the amount of the leaves per square foot is different. So yeah, this is an excellent point. Thank you.
Thank you very much.